But I was struggling. And then our brother, he started praying. And he was just praying and just saying, praying for all the kids. You know, just praying for all of them. Praying for our children. Everybody's children. And just being reminded how God can work in our children. Work in us. Work in those we're praying for. And man, something just caught. God came. And we were just exhorted tonight. And God came to us. And we just started praising the Lord. And we were exhorted tonight to praise the Lord. And as I was praising the Lord, I was just reminded of how God does answer praise.
Yes.
And you just got to open your mouth sometimes and praise the Lord. Maybe you don't have any more words to pray for that person that you've been struggling with in your heart. You got to start praising the Lord.
Amen.
And we have that word in 2 Chronicles when they went out to battle. It says, as soon as they started praising the Lord, that God sent ambushments against the enemy. He sent ambushments. He got the victory just because they started praising the Lord.
Yes.
And you know, I don't know, whatever somebody may be struggling with in their heart. You know, things that you've been praying for and struggles you've been praying. And, you know, we just were exhorted tonight. You've got to open your mouth. You've got to praise the Lord.
Praise
and let God fill it, you know.
Praise
and sometimes it's just like, God, you make up the difference. Because maybe I can't praise too good. But God, you make up the difference.
Yes, he does.
And he does. He does, doesn't he, sister? He really does. And we need to just open our mouths to the Lord and forget about who's around us and you know what they think or where they're at or anything, but just to praise the Lord. It's a privilege that God gives us.
Amen.
It's the privilege that God gives His children. And we read that in the last psalm that with that praise we can bind the enemy. With that praise we can bind the enemy. And we need to employ that gift and that privilege that God gives us.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.
Fellowship that praise is the voice of faith. I'm sure everybody's heard that, right?
Yes.
Or maybe you haven't. But anyway, Sister Martha Wing Robinson said that. You read about her in the book Radiant Glory. It's the story of her life. And how did that radiant glory come? She said, praise is the voice of faith.
Hallelujah.
But I want to say something. Thank you, Brother Woody, for that testimony. That was a real blessing to me. Because this year I have been tempted as never before, and I didn't even realize that I was letting down on praising the Lord. Because there was so much going on in my life. And one day, about 3 months ago, I don't remember how it even happened, but it came to me, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, praise the Lord. And I was down. I don't even remember that anything specially happened except maybe what had been happening all along this year. And so I started to praise the Lord in my kitchen. I was scrubbing up some dishes that I'd been cooking and getting ready for the crew in the evening. And do you know, it was just as if, like, was I ever down? I wasn't down. I was up. I was in victory. I was walking with the King. I had Jesus right with me in that kitchen. And then I thought, I must not lose this again. I must not lose this fight. But you know, we have a faithful adversary. But I love those scriptures in the Psalms. When my heart is overwhelmed, you know what the rest of it says? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Did you ever study that? Maybe your heart hasn't been overwhelmed as many times as my heart has been in the last 85 years. But anyway, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, the rock of ages, cleft for me. Before I went to Africa, I wasn't so old then. I was about 26, getting ready to go to Africa. And that's what the Lord gave me, a verse in Exodus, to lead me to the rock, hide me in the cleft of the rocks. And I took that verse to Africa. I'm so glad I did, because one thing after 21 happened that wasn't on the schedule. When I left, the first beginning of the first year, I went out in 49, the beginning of, I think that's right, yes, 49. And the beginning of 1950, my grandma died. My grandma Dilger died. And then one year after that, I got a cable that my own mother died, 55 years old, not an old lady, I'm 85. She was 55. My mother died. And then an epidemic swept where I was working. I'm going to hush now, but anyway, an epidemic. I'm just trying to talk to you that say that sometimes life gets a bit overwhelming, and we think, what next? And you know what I mean. Every human being goes through it sooner or later. And then is a terrible, excuse me, it's my friend, I knock him and he knocks me and we kick each other and we don't even know each other's name. But anyway, this terrible epidemic swept over Kenya. And one morning I went to a Sunday school class. I was in charge of the Nandi people, and I went to the class and I called the roll call. And we had a little boy, 6 years old, beautiful little boy, beautiful little darling boy. And he had a voice like a nightingale. And I called his name out, and this on top of my grandma dying, my mother dying, Kagome, his friend said, he has died. I said, no, not that little precious. He would come up in front, and I was teaching him how to sing Jesus Loves Me in Nandi. I had to teach them all the little choruses in their own language, and I hardly knew their language. But anyway, I thought, oh, this is kind of the last straw, Lord. You know, you're not supposed to have favorites, but they weren't my children, flesh and blood children. They were just my son's children. Just my son. But my favorite little boy, my little singer that led the group, Kagome, he has died. And I thought, no. But this is what I'm saying, not to tell my life story, but to say that I've been led time and again to the Psalms. And I love the Psalms because there's a lot of comfort in them, a lot of comfort and admonishment too, as we've heard already tonight, to be joyful in the Lord, to trust God. Remember, praise is the voice of faith. Praise is the voice of faith. And that's what the Psalms, they're at the end, the 150th Psalm, praise ye the Lord. Right? Yes. And so it is tying together, I hope, somewhat. But when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He is dependable.
Hallelujah.
He is faithful and just. Not only to forgive us our sins, but to be there. Just when I need him, Jesus is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer, just when I need him most. He can satisfy, and He can give you joy in place of sorrow. He can give you love that casts out fear. He can give you sunshine for your shadow and beauty for ashes here. And I will sit down.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jesus,
but remember, praise is the voice of faith that God is alive, He's working, He's in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on
ourselves as police officers was when everybody else is running away from gunfire, we're running towards it. And there were times when I was scared. I had four kids and I was all they had. And then I remember and I tell myself, wait a minute. Fear, anxiety, depression, those are the devil's tools. That's not my God's tools. And when I would remember that, and we were going lights and sirens, I would feel a warmth and a peace in my heart that whatever the outcome, my children are going to follow the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a Savior.
Your preciousness.
Yes.
We read that to those of us who believe you are precious.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that we'd see more and more how wonderful you are, how merciful you are, how much you love us, all that you've purchased for us and offered to us. We pray, Lord, that we might make a proper assessment, that we might order our lives accordingly, that you would become our King, our Lord, and our Master. Help us, Lord, that we might live for you, who died for us, How happy then our lives will be.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray, Lord, that we might lose ourselves and our lives in the will of God and find that your will is precious and sweet to us. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your call. Thank you, Lord, that you enable us to respond to the call of God. And we pray that we might choose life. And that, Lord, that we might live. We ask it for your glory and for your name's sake. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be.
Take my life and let it be consecrated to me. Now, those are the songs that we did today.